Danny is 16 years old and she's in recovery after using meth for several years in Northwest Wisconsin.
I started using meth when I was about 12 years old. My parents would make it in the house, so it was really easy to get.
Her parents went to prison, Danny went to a foster home, and eventually a drug treatment program. Law enforcement officials say illegal production of meth is rampant in rural areas like Polk County, which is just across the Minnesota border from that state's worst meth county. Jed Sperry investigates the drugs production for the Wisconsin Department of Justice. He says the problem is the first time someone uses meth, it feels very good.
What happens is they develop a tolerance for it, so they start using it more. And they might snort it the first time, but then they graduate to either shooting it up with a needle or smoking it.
I smoked it, and my parents made filters so I could take those to school or sell them to my friends.
Once hooked, users may not sleep for days or become paranoid, angry, violent, or commit crimes. Eventually, a juvenile justice supervisor in Polk County got Danny some help. But Sherry Jonas is scared to think of all the Dannys who are still getting hooked on meth.
It seems as though meth addiction is so instant and so binding that it's a long-term treatment process to help somebody through that.
And Jonas says budget problems in Polk County limit those solutions.
We just have literally no inpatient or outpatient services to amount to anything.
Since the treatment options are limited, Jonas and Jed Sperry both agree the message to kids before they try meth the first time must be effective, a message that would keep young people like Danny from ignoring it.
Well, I knew how bad it was for me. I just didn't care when I was using.
Nonetheless, Jed Sperry says education about the drug will continue to be one line of defense to get at the demand side. Danny says it still doesn't seem to be working.
Yeah, every day at school, at lunch, they smoke it. We have off-campus lunch.
On the supply side, Jed Sperry says stepped-up law enforcement, more arrests, and prosecution will continue to destroy some labs. He has more than 100 officers working on the growing meth problem. However, he says in 1 year, the average meth cooker trains another 4 people to produce the profitable drug. By comparison, in 1999, he says there were 8 meth labs in the state. So far this year, 102 have been uncovered. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.